Good day. I'm Daniel Riedel with Body Solutions RX, and I'm an author and I'm a corporate CEO. Today I'm talking about something important to me. I'm sitting up late, my mind's working. I decided it was a good time to write on a topic that so many people I know need to understand: the need for individual responsibility in the success of any weight loss or general health program. I refer to customers, clients, colleagues, and friends. Anyone who will take the time to listen and understand what I'm trying to convey. This is not a scientific talk, this is not a thesis. I'm just presenting some thoughts to be considered based on my experience as a CEO and counselor. I do believe that anyone reading this, listening to what I'm saying, will get it. You're all very intelligent, and I believe in you and your ability to affect amazing, positive change in your life. So, this is about client participation in weight loss programs and my concern with the quick fix mentality versus individual responsibility. You know, time and time again, people who are looking to make changes in their personal lives always seem to look first for answers that offer a fast change with little effort. This seems to be the norm for society as we live in. And no industry better shows this than the weight loss industry, the industry that drives a majority of my business and that of many people I know. So why is it so important to lose fat and body fat as fast as possible? And why do so many people fall for this way of thinking? Why do the same people experience this over and over and over again, ending up in a dead-end dieting, miserable, tired, and in many cases worse off than they were before? It's not necessary, but it is first necessary to consider a little history. Many years ago, before the advent of fast foods, 10-hour workdays, and crushing debt, people had it good. Many studies indicate that the changes that have taken place in the last 50 years have led to the current state of human obesity. Fresh foods from the farm have been replaced by boxed and canned meals, easily heated in microwaves. Natural remedies to help with health issues and the symptoms that come from them have been replaced by an onslaught of drugs and unnatural substances. Walking and playing outside have been replaced by the use of a car to go everywhere, and sofas provide the backdrop for entertainment provided by televisions. The media and large corporations are partly to blame. Also to blame is the complacency of the average person who has allowed these things to happen. The result is a change in daily human life that has led to obesity. Increased mental and emotional issues have never been seen before, and health problems that keep us all paying a hefty sum. Media and corporate greed drive what we see every day. We are fed on a steady diet of commercials and programs. We are programmed every second of every day, no matter what we are doing. This programming is a fundamental element in how we are shaped for the culture that we live in. We are shown what clothes to wear, what food to eat, what car to drive, what will make us happy, what will make us upset, what will determine the course of our lives. And then one evening like this, you sit up late as I am and you have an awareness of what the problems are. You have an awareness of what the truth is in everything around you. And possibly you just take it as it is and go to bed, or you ask yourself, as I have, the age-old question, what does it all mean? Or you suddenly decide to do something about it by consciously deciding to figure it out. Because you know the truth is going to be difficult to find, but better than what you now realize is not the reality you want to be a part of. For the person who is hypothetically now 40 years old as I am, with some gray hair showing, a little fat around the midsection, a degree of debt that weighs on the mind, and numerous other nagging issues, it can be a wake-up call signaling a time to make profound changes in one's life. You've been programmed, taught, indoctrinated, and now part of a system that will potentially determine the rest of your life. Or you have a choice to seek out alternatives. So back to the question I have: why the rush to lose weight and make abrupt changes in your daily routine? And why has this not worked before, leading you to repeat old behaviors only to gain weight back, fall back into old habits, and repeat the same mistakes? Weight gain and weight loss is a perfect metaphor for all the other things in your life that change and then return to where they were before. Losing weight and regaining it over and over again signals that the cause of the issue has not been corrected, and that focus has been placed on the wrong thing. In all the ads we see, the television shows, the radio shows, the displays in stores, and so much more, we are indoctrinated to desire immediate gratification. What this means to the overweight individual is that they have been taught to look to a scale as their physical guide that something truly has changed. The same person has also been taught that happiness will be realized once the number on the scale goes down. Just look at the many commercials and ads that show a very happy, thin woman or man at a scale while holding some food item. Don't you want to be happy like they are? This person has essentially been taught that something outside of them is going to be the answer. They are never taught, or at least in a very limited sense, that they will have full control over their own individual outcomes, and that correcting their own behavior will not only correct the issues they perceive they have, but will lead to long-term resolution of the issues they believe they have, and ultimately lead to an optimum body and fulfilled lives.